Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are still struggling with long lines, with some, I don't want to say poor service because it's not the people coming to work's fault, but wait times because there's not enough people coming to work to deal with your what you need to have addressed. A lot of concerns about customer service up in the air on airlines, or you being able to hire people back to work. And so one thing some of the red states did is they said, look, these unemployment benefits that aren't going to expire till September, we're going to expire them. And so many U.S. states put an early end to federal unemployment benefits. They actually had some success, and they actually saw a larger jump in local labor than states that didn't. So state-level jobs data released earlier this month show that in the 26 states stopping benefits early, an additional 174,000 people joined the labor force in June by either taking jobs or beginning work searches, compared to 47,000 others in the other states. Citing workforce shortages, these 26 states terminated early at least one of the three pandemic unemployment insurance programs Congress enacted in March 2020 and extended twice. The Biden administration has said governors could restart the programs if they chose to. So this was something that was very concerning because we had huge unemployment because people were forced to not go to work. They were actually threatened with jail if they tried to work or keep their business open. So if you're going to force people to not work and unemployment, well, I believe, what, it's 75% of your income? How is that going to support you and your family? Understandably so, the Trump administration and the Biden administration continued some additional benefits. During the Trump administration, it was an extra $600 a week. During the Biden administration, it, I believe, got brought down to 400 and then then late Trump administration down to 400, and then the Biden administration continued 300. But, sadly, the longer people are out of work, the easier it is to rely on unemployment benefits. I get that. And I'm not saying that as being insulting. I mean, the longer I take vacation, it's harder for me to get back into the swing of things. I usually work during vacation anyway. But, you know, you get to sleep in a little bit, or you get to kind of work from home and on your own hours, or you get to kind of do gig work. It's really hard to then go in and do a 40-hour work week. Even though I work about 80-hour weeks to 100, it's a whole different ball of wax where you have to actually clock in and clock out. And so I had expected that these additional unemployment benefits would stop in June. This was last spring. I knew that we would start reopening in June. And if we were going to have businesses reopen, they were going to need to get staff back. So cut off the additional money because people were making more money staying at home than working. So if we needed people to come back to work, staff our schools, staff our hospitals, etc., then we need to, you know, the pandemic additional assistance should end by June with a possible extension if needed. If we found that we couldn't reopen in June, extend it then to September. They didn't do it that way. Congress said, no, we're just going to do it to September 6th. And all of us business owners are like, but I thought we might reopen in the summer. We might have huge you know, changes with COVID's going down, all that, and no. True, COVID variants are going up, Delta variants, etc. But hospitals and doctor's offices are like, we need people. Schools need people. Restaurants. And, you know, even if we go into certain, you know, restrictions, maybe not full lockdowns again, we're still having trouble keeping people where they need to. I mean, look at how much you and I needed Amazon and the power bill and our cable and our computer router. Somebody had to come to work. There were still essential workers. And so how do you incentivize them to go back to work if people that don't have to go to work make more money? So did stopping the benefits actually translate into, you know, what everybody expected? Well, it looks like it did. So U.S. states were able to get people back into the workforce. Now, I understand it's been sluggish. I understand that we have some, it might not have been as big an effect, but we are, you know, it's, now that we're in July, there's some lag in the numbers. But it was interesting data showing that, you know, it wasn't that everybody was disabled and couldn't go back to work. It's that they were incentivized to not. And that's kind of why you get a job. You get a job because you want to feed your family. You want to support yourself. We've started to change the narrative of, well, you know, people shouldn't have to work. They should be able to, if they're Americans, be able to feed their family without being forced to work. Well, that's going to be a problem later, because we have some people that can't work. They're disabled. They might have mental illness. They can't keep a job. All right? We only have X amount of money, and the money has to go to them. But if you have somebody who is able to work, they need to work. So by September 6th, the additional federal unemployment benefit will be nearing its natural expiration. Coupled with reopening of schools, that is expected to give a clearer view of how fast U.S. unemployment might regain the jobs lost at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Workers in Indiana, Maryland, Texas, Ohio sued their states for ending jobless benefits early. Judges in Maryland and Indiana made decisions to temporarily reinstate federal benefits. In addition to the $300 weekly supplement, there were supposed to be other programs to provide benefits to those who were gig workers, self-employed, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So don't get mad at me. We got to really cut back our red meat. I know, I'm sorry, but we have to. I know I like meat too, but I really don't like processed meat. I'm not a big bacon sausage person. Hebrew National Salami is very yummy, but I don't eat a lot of it because of the processed foods and the nitrates and nitrites and things like that. But another large-scale study has revealed that eating red and processed meat, such as bacon, sausages, and ham, can significantly increase the risk of developing heart disease. As you know, coronary heart disease or coronary artery disease is where you get plaquing narrowing of the arteries, the salt from the meat, the fat content. Unfortunately, it claims the lives of 9 million worldwide every year. It's a huge burden to health systems, and it's been very, very difficult for people who have been trying to, you know, stay away from carbs and keep themselves full. They've been going to the proteins. Well, these researchers looked at data from 13 different studies involving 1.4 million people, and this is a team from University of Oxford, to examine the impact of meat on health. They found for every 50 grams per day of processed meat, bacon, ham, sausages eaten, the risk of coronary heart disease goes up by 18%. For unprocessed meat, like pork, lamb, or beef, the risk increased 9% over having no red meat. In fact, there was no increased risk with poultry. Now, I don't know if they looked at dark meat poultry, because when I eat chicken, it's got to be dark meat. If I eat turkey, it's got to be dark meat. So they say, the team says their study did not investigate the cause, but suggested it could be down to higher concentrations of saturated fat in red meat and salt in processed meat. So we've been telling people to cut back their red meat. I remember in the 80s, they found that red meat was linked to diabetes. So my father cut back red meat significantly. He still died of a heart attack. So, you know, red meat, I think a big part of it is the amount. You know, I'll go to a restaurant and they'll tell us the size steaks. And they'd be like a mini steak, a 4 to 6 ounce. Yet the large steak, which is more value, is like an 18 ounce. So like, okay, well, I should get the large one. No. You shouldn't be really eating more than 4 to 6 ounces. Still, that's a lot of meat. So that's the thing. Our portions are way different. In the olden days, I mean, you know, you had a little bit, you ate what was your handful. Okay? You didn't have plates. We came up with plates. And I remember going to the Circus Buffet. That plate was huge. It was bigger than me. But you used to eat what was in the size of your hand. That's how I think how much food you should eat. I think, you know, whatever the size of your hand is. You know, if you make a fist, that's the size of your heart. I think it's your pinky finger is the size of your esophagus. You could stretch it. But your hand tells you what your body can handle. And so that's what I think, you know, that's how much I think we need to eat. So as researchers looked at cutting back the red meat, some of you guys are like, well, I'm hungry. All right. What's a good restaurant? So we have other news. Some of the top restaurants, the best restaurants for 2021, named by TripAdvisor. So some of you guys travel. Some of you don't get to travel too much. When I travel, I don't look up restaurants a lot because, again, I don't want to go to tourist traps. But many of these are not tourist traps. These have been studied by people that are, I guess, Michelin experts. I don't know much about it. But I'm looking right now at some of the names of these. And they're based on millions of reviews and opinions collected. Again, you got to be really, really careful because somebody could have really good a good PR firm that could get people to put reviews. But then again, anybody that cares that much about what people think, yeah, I mean, maybe they are putting more time and effort. I'm looking at right now salmon with these little droplets of sauce and vegetables. And, oh my gosh, it looks amazing. So what are some of the best restaurants out there? All right, here we go. Man, I'm going to get hungry. The top fine dining restaurants in the world. The Old Stamp House Restaurant in Ambleside, UK. So if any of you guys going to the UK, you could go there. Restaurant La Maison de la Côte in Montauban, France. Issei Tsuyoshi in Nishiazabu, Japan. Restaurant Benazusa in Cancun, Mexico. I really love trying to do the accent incorrectly. Le Plaire Gourmand Schirheim in France. Oh, no, it's Le Plaire Gourmand in Schildheim, France. Now, Schildheim sounds German to me. El Zato in Lanuccia, Spain. Martin Berastegui in Lasarte, Oria, Spain. Oro Restaurante in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Quinta Senza in Trani, Italy. And Ristorante Via Crespi. Orto San Giulio, Italy. I love it. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to get to eat at these places, but at least I get to, you know, try to, yeah. All right, did America get anything? Yeah, we have some fine dining restaurants in the U.S. The Inn at Little Washington is in Washington. Cafe Monarch in Scottsdale. Hall's Chop House in Charleston. Saison in Santa Fe. College Restaurant in St. Augustine. Mama's Fish House in Paia. That's got to be... Wait, there's a Mama's Fish House in Hawaii. Hold on a second. I got to know. It's in Maui, but I think it's in Paia. Okay. Yeah, it's in Maui. That's it. Mama's Fish House makes the top list. That is, I got to say, one of the best restaurants I've been to. G.W. Finn's in New Orleans. Lahaina Grill in Lahaina. I've been there, too. Circa 1886 Restaurant in Charleston. And Kakari Estiatorio in San Francisco. Very cool. For those of you in the UK, some fine dining is the Old Stamp House Restaurant, The Kitchen, Le Enclume, Adams, Moore Hall, Winteringham Fields, Mason Blue Restaurant, Outlaws New Road, Restaurant Sat Baines with Rooms, and John House's Restaurant. See, I would love that. I'd love a restaurant, say Dahlia Restaurant. Rio Brazilian Steakhouse. That's apparently a favorite everyday restaurant. We have a Rio Brazil. I don't know if that's the same steakhouse. Makar's Gourmet Mash Bar, Scarlet Green. Where are some more U.S. restaurants? Let me see. They have Australia in here. I want to know in the U.S. because I'm not going to be in Italy much or England because we don't get to travel too much. I don't know. Okay, hold on a second. I think we got some more UK U.S. restaurants. Hold on a second. I am holding on. Oh, the United Arab Emirates got a best brunch spot, Mama Zonia in Dubai. Maybe, why isn't the U.S. in here more? See, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have some amazing restaurants. You know, people always say the best food is in New York or San Francisco. Yeah, they rank high, but please don't underestimate Las Vegas. We have attracted some of the finest chefs. We have Gordon Ramsay, Wolfgang Puck. We have five-star Michelin restaurants. And I've eaten at some places where, wow, I didn't even imagine food could be done like that. And one thing that just blows my mind, I was watching a MasterChef, and Chef Gordon Ramsay was talking about chicken. And one thing he was relaying to the chefs is you could take this piece of chicken that you bought for $3 at a grocery store, and you could make a $3 meal, or you could make like a $300 meal with that one breast of chicken. And I guess, you know, I am blown away at how somebody can cook something to perfection and make it in a... See, when I go to a fancy restaurant, the chicken tastes amazing, but I'll never buy chicken because a fancy restaurant is pretty expensive. Why would I spend that kind of money on chicken? But on the flip side, these guys, they really know how to cook it. If you're going to eat chicken at a fancy restaurant, it is going to be good. And so it just blows my mind how the same piece of animal, and I know somebody could say, no, but these are chickens that were cultivated in the mountains of, you know, Peru. Maybe, who knows? But to me, they're getting chicken. Chicken is chicken, and then they have to learn how to cook it and tenderize it and season it and marinate it and, man, braise it. I'm hungry. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in Cincinnati today for the first time since winning the 2020 election. Biden visiting a local union training center before heading to Mount St. Joseph University to participate in a CNN town hall. It's a busy day on Capitol Hill with hearings continuing to take place. Before going into a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says a bipartisan infrastructure bill needs to move forward so that the American people can be helped out as soon as possible.
Time's a wasting. We got a lot of work to do. They've had 2 months to work on this, and I know they have put in hours and hours and hours of it. But it reaches a point where it needs to come to the floor of the Senate. This is a bipartisan infrastructure bill, which the White House agrees with. We ought to be ready to move on it.
All eyes on fellow Democratic Senator, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, USA Radio News. Senator Marco Rubio has a message about vaccines. The Florida Republican telling CBS this morning he's vaccinated against COVID-19, and so is his family, but...
At the end of the day, it's up to people to make that decision. You know, the government can't, in a free society such as ours, there's only so much we can do. We can provide information, we can debunk things that aren't true, and we can provide access. It is ultimately up to people individually.
A first is taking place at the International Space Station.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diet. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as expected, with the surge of migrants and people coming in to the country, if they were not vaccinated or if they're sneaking in and not being tested, we are going to then be bringing in pathogens that are not really endemic here in the United States. And the Lambda variant has now made its way to a border city in Texas. Houston Methodist, well, I don't... No. I thought it was in Laredo, Texas. I apologize. I heard that it was Laredo, Texas. It looks like there, maybe there's... All right, I'm going to have to verify this. But Houston Hospital is reporting its first case of COVID-19 Lambda variant. The Texas hospital system operates 8 medical centers of its network, has reported its first case of the Lambda variant. Now, the Lambda variant originated in Peru, so South America. Houston Methodist Hospital confirmed on Monday that it was treating a patient who contracted the Lambda variant. Epidemiologists have reported that at least 731 instances of the variant in patients all across the United States. Now, the variants come from, they might have originated in cities, but we don't necessarily call them the Peru variant or the South African variant anymore. The Alpha variant is the one that originated in the UK. I remember that, but that kind of being the first of the variants that we heard about, so they get the Alpha. The Beta was the one that we heard about next from South Africa below the border or below equator. That's how I remember that one. All right. The Delta one came from India. I remember that by New Delhi. The Gamma one came from Brazil. I think of Rio as the Rio Games Gamma. Lambda, I think of Lima, Peru, originated in Peru. That's how I kind of remember that. And the Lambda does have some more mutations found in the Alpha, Beta, and Gamma variants. It is not as worrisome as the India Delta variant that is responsible currently for the nationwide surge of cases and hospitalizations. So, I'll double check on what's happening on Laredo, because I thought I heard that Laredo, Texas, which is on the border, has seen Lambda as well. And so Texas public health officials have reported 3,300 new hospitalizations statewide on Tuesday, 273 more than the number announced on Monday. So they're obviously having a rise. And since the start of the pandemic, 3 million Texans have contracted coronavirus, 53,000 have died. We talked about the states with the highest coronavirus cases and deaths. Many of them are population-based, like California, New York, Florida, Texas, Pennsylvania, Illinois. So the Lambda variant was at first thought to be more contagious than Delta. Currently, though, Peru has the highest COVID-19 mortality rates in the world, and they think Lambda variant is accounting for some 80% of the cases in the country. Now, about 170,000 Peruvians have died of confirmed cases of COVID. Nearly 2 million people have been infected, though, so they actually think that the actual number could be higher. So a big concern that people have is if the Lambda variant appears to be killing more than you know, what we see, you know, here in the United States, then are we sadly looking at a more serious, you know. Okay, here we go. The Texas border city of Laredo confirms its first Delta variant. So they have, let me just talk about this next case. So Laredo, Texas, and I have former students working there in the hospital. Laredo was one of the cities that sued the U.S. government to stop the Biden administration from sending unvaccinated illegal immigrants to their border community. Now, Laredo is a small border community, but has seen an uptick in the number of migrants who tested positive for coronavirus. And the Biden administration, they say, has been sending 250 to 350 people per day to Laredo after they're apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley or Del Rio. So Laredo sued the DHS and its Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and its senior official Troy Miller and the CBP Office of Border Patrol and its chief Rodney Scott. The complaint says, unfortunately, the federal government has left this public health concern to be tackled by our local government. And they said it gave no consideration to the city's little or no resources, nor regard to the deadly ramifications it could have on the country. So this is where it gets tricky. And mind you, I would love to be a country that can be there for all our, you know, anybody in the world that needs to come. Trust me, you know, I'm a family from immigrants. I'm, you know, a product of, you know, people who had to escape the Holocaust. Unfortunately, they weren't allowed in the U.S., so they had to escape to Palestine, which later became Israel. And thank God my grandmother's family and my grandfather's family had a place to go to. Otherwise, I wouldn't be born. And all of the family would have died, because most of our family in Hungary and Poland and Russia were killed. So I am pro having an immigration process and bringing people who need to flee horrible conditions here. I am not pro, you know what, just anybody legal, illegal, we just won't have a process, just come on in and we'll just deal with it. No, no, no. There has to be some border control. There has to be strong immigration policies. And this is an example of such. We have American cities that are starting to be strapped. And this has been going on since January. And they're fighting COVID. And they only have X amount of healthcare professionals, only X amount of teachers, only X amount of first responders, law enforcement. And when you start to force populations to change without giving them the support, they're going to have a problem. They said the city has also expressed concerns over the transfer of illegal crossers who have not yet been vaccinated, because that could lead to a spike. And that's something that that we're bringing up here in Nevada. As migrants are coming to Nevada and Las Vegas, Clark County commissioners were blaming people for not being vaccinated. And how do we know who exactly are the ones that aren't vaccinated? You know, before you start to beat and punish and restrict your citizens, can you kind of do a little bit of research to understand what, you know, where exactly some of the cases or hotspots could be coming from? So, anyway, apparently the claim from Laredo, Texas, says the release of people who are COVID-19 positive or have been exposed to someone who is COVID-19 positive poses a danger that the city and country have endeavored to remedy since the inception of the pandemic. They said, unfortunately, the federal government has left this public health concern to be tackled by our local government with no considerations of the city's little to no resources, no regard for the deadly ramifications. It's a small city. It's a great city. My former students are doing fantastic, and they're learning a lot, but it's a border town that has a population of 262,000. 95.4% of people residing there are Hispanic or Latino. 3.6% of the population is white. And the city filed a lawsuit on July 16th against the U.S. government, Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, Customs and Border Protection Senior Officer Troy Miller, and U.S. CBP Office of Border Patrol and Chief Rodney Scott. Because every day, between 3 and 6 busloads of detained refugees, immigrants, or migrants are transported to Laredo from the Rio Grande Valley or Del Rio. And that doesn't, those are the ones that are documented. It is not counting those that are making it into the city, because Border Patrol is overwhelmed and people are sneaking across the border. So, you know, do we have means to accommodate? Now, I understand the U.S. government wants to pay for college, wants to pay for a whole variety of things, and they want to help pay for, you know, migrants coming in. You know, they need water, they need clothes. Kamala Harris has paid for them all to get a copy of her book. But I think we need to do things a little smartly. And I am not going to accept anybody, right, you know, imposing mandates and lockdowns and you know, blaming U.S. citizens for COVID rates when there's other, you know, issues that could also be at play. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys have done a crossword puzzle? I don't do crossword puzzles really well. They're too hard for me. And I think it's because I don't spell really well. I remember my grandma would do a crossword puzzle and she'd ask me what a four-letter word was for something. And I was really good at four-letter words. And I would drop one, like if I didn't know it, I'm like, oh, blank. I can't use that word. Oh, blank. I can't use that word. I panic because I feel pressure to fit the words in the box. That's another reason why I can't do crossword puzzles. I can't do crossword puzzles because the boxes are so, I write big. And you have to fit a letter into the box. My handwriting's poor. My spelling's poor. I remember one day getting stuck on a crossword puzzle when I was little for hours. And I had the right answer. And I kept asking people, I go, you know, what's a eight-letter word for blah, blah, blah? They go, that. And I go, I know, but it's not working. It's not working. And I had the right answer. And I went to everybody, and I think I went to the library and used the Dewey Decimal System. So, I mean, I felt I was so right with my eight-letter word, and it turned out I hadn't spelled it correctly. Or I hadn't spelled a word that connected to it. That's the other thing, too. You know, it's a snowball effect where there's all these extra, like, you know, boxes in there with other letters. I just don't do crossword puzzles. I don't like word searches. Word searches give me a headache. I'm good at them. I don't like them. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to kind of change my attitude because puzzles, games, reading books, this is what helps stave off dementia. Apparently, there's a study published in Neurology. This happened on July 14th, where 2,000 patients, about 80 years old on average, were free of dementia at the study's start. Then they followed them for 7 years with annual exams, a cognitive test. 457 people, about 90 years old on average, developed dementia, impaired ability to remember, think, make decisions. But the other ones did pretty well because they were active. Study participants answered questions about cognitive activity when they were kids, adults, and middle age, and how often they read books, played board games, or puzzles over the last year. Respondents who were mostly mentally active typically developed dementia by 94 years old, compared to those who were least mentally active who developed it by 89 or 5 years sooner. They say the difference upheld after researchers controlled for other factors like sex, education, things like that. They find that those who have higher levels of education might stave off dementia as well. So what this means, which is a good study, is you might have some control. You might be able to, in your 80s, put off dementia if you stay active. Now, I don't play puzzles. I don't play games. You need somebody to kind of play a game with you. And I'm competitive. And if they think they cheated, I'm like, wait, you cheated. I'm not going to play with you if you cheat. You know, and then if they're cheating, well, then I might as well cheat, right? Because I want to win. I don't really like playing chess anymore. I played that so much. You know, I don't like checkers. Mr. Mouth was a game I like to play. I don't like Monopoly. It takes too long. The game takes way too long. And if I don't get Boardwalk, what's the point? So, and I'm not very good in real estate. And then books. I don't really read a lot of books because I had to read so much in school. One of my friends got me into reading books, and I like books. It's just I'm so busy that I just don't have time to sit and read a book. So what I usually do in terms of games is I like my Oculus because you can exercise while you do your game. So you're moving, you know, like doing the racquetball game or the Beat Saber, things like that. You know, like the Beat Saber. You exercise a lot when you do the Oculus, so it's great. So I guess for those of us that want to start staving off dementia, we need to keep our minds active. Now, this isn't the first study that suggested we keep our minds active. Some studies have found that those of us who are bilingual will be less likely to have dementia. And I think it's because when you do think in another language or when you do try to use another language, it stimulates parts of the brain. Now, my main language is English, but, you know, my father was Israeli, so we got Hebrew growing up, and then I self-taught Spanish because my classes in school were good, but I learned, you know, donde está la biblioteca, and I don't necessarily go to a library in Mexico, but I do take care of patients, so I taught myself medical Spanish. And maybe my grammar isn't all that good, but at least I could speak when I need to speak. And so whenever I, you know, am around people or around Spanish, I'll just start thinking in Spanish. And then I have to remind myself, think back in English. And so when you do that, when you start to think in another language, I think it really does force you to use part of your brain. When it comes to the brain, if you don't use it, you lose it, I think is really, really true. You know, same thing with sex. If you don't have sex, it's easy to not have sex. But when you have sex and you have more, you become better at it. It's something I need to do more of, because the Lord knows I need a lot of practice. And so I really believe that we are underutilizing a lot of our brains. I mean, we go through school, we go through college. I went through high school, college, medical school, residency, and then you don't even want to look at a book. Yet medicine, you still have to read. And I read probably more than I even read in medical school now because of my show. Because I have to prep for my show, and I have to read these articles, and I have to, you know, prepare. And so, you know, I'm luckily to stay active. But for other people whose job isn't requiring reading, they're not utilizing that part of the brain. If a lot of what people do is watch TV, they're not going to be thinking like you need to do with puzzles and games. Now, you might say, Dahlia, I play Candy Crush. Okay, that's a game. But are you playing Candy Crush where you're strategizing and trying to figure out the mathematical model that could be with the candies? Or are you just sliding your finger and whatever happens, happens? So you need to be a very active participant. That's why they're bringing up, you know, games like chess and things like that, because that really makes you think. So signs of early dementia are brain farts, right? Tom Brady was joking about how people called him Sleepy Tom, because remember that Chicago game? You know, I think they were 4th and 7, and he's going for it, and you're like, what's he doing? And then obviously they don't, you know, make a first down, and then he goes, no, 3rd. And they're like, no, that was 4th down. So when you miss a down like that, that could be an early sign. I'm not accusing Tom Brady, but I was like, wait a second here. No, 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 he's the GOAT. You don't mess up like a down like that. You got to know your downs. But, you know, when you are forgetting things, okay, like the keys, like you go to a grocery store and you're like, what was I supposed to buy? If you're in the middle of a radio show and in a segment, you want to bring something up, and then you completely forget. Those are some signs. Right? Now, I mean, if it's a once in a blue moon thing, it's a once in a blue moon thing. But if you start to notice a pattern, I'd get that checked out. You got to keep your blood pressure down. You got to keep your sugar. Sugar's good. You got to keep your cholesterol in check. You got to exercise. If you don't exercise, you're not getting, you know, really good blood flow to the brain. Your body can't be distracted with overweight and medical conditions. You need to be on top of things. If you have poor dental care, you got to get your teeth taken care of. You got to also not put a lot of toxins into your body, like alcohol or tobacco. The brain doesn't need that. The brain needs fuel. The brain needs good food. It needs vitamins. Right? It needs, you know, healthy vegetables, healthy fruits. It doesn't need a lot of, you know, garbage. And it needs good rest. If you're not sleeping, you're not going to think well. You know, that was my biggest problem in medical school. We're doing these 36-hour shifts, and we're not sleeping, so you're not learning. And so one of the reasons why they made changes wasn't so much because of the cruelty in terms of labor laws, but because a medical student isn't learning jack diddly squat when they're sleep-deprived. So you need to be able to, in order to use your brain, you got to get some sleep. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
The way things are going.
Okay, you have a great day.
When is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply.
We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.